she called. Yeah, baby, we worked hard, now here we are. Well, maybe we paid more than it should cost.
And joining us right now is one of the bright stars of country music, and her name is Jill King. Her new CD is about on the, is that round out now? It's called Jill Billy, and 98.6 is a song from her, which we just played a bit of. Great stuff. This is a debut CD. You must be very excited.
I'm thrilled. I love this CD. It's everything that is important about country music to me. So I'm thrilled to have it out there.
Yeah, the only thing I'm kind of surprised at, I know that you've written a ton of songs, and in fact, one of your songs was actually on someone else's CD, Michael Mason's CD. You have some songs of yours on the CD, but most of the ones that have released and the ones that are getting airplay are other people's music. I thought really this would be a big Jill King more than anything else.
Well, I'm certainly proud of all the songs that I have written and all the songs that made it onto the album, and they mean a great deal to me. But this first album was also a lot about people that I admired in the music and the tradition of country music and writers that I've looked up to since I was a young girl, and a lot of those people were co-writers with me that I'd been able to develop relationships with over the time between making this album and getting out of college and signing with my publisher. So each song on that record really has a part of me in it, and we've just kind of tried to select the songs that we felt like were speaking to us at the time for where we were. So It really didn't have anything to do with my songs or someone else's songs. And,
right.
You know, because it's a labor of love, each and every song on there for me.
Country music is associated sometimes with small-town country people, and you get some people that don't really have authentic roots. You certainly have authentic roots. Tell us a little bit about where you were raised and the way that you were raised, and how do you end up getting into the music biz?
Well, I started singing when I was 3 years old in my granddaddy's church, I lived in a rural farm area right outside of Arab, Alabama. That's the city that I grew up in, and I went to school there, and I spent a lot of time in church, and we were a farming family for most of the years of my life, and my daddy had chicken farms, and my mom was a school teacher, and we knew almost everyone in the community, and we would do just your, I guess it's probably the typical things of small-town America, which I guess is fading more and more every day, but you know, I'd catch lightning bugs and mason jars in the summertime, and we'd go up to Basil Cobb's Farmers Exchange and get feed and things for the animals and get candy. I don't know, it was just a real, I guess, sheltered life that I lived there on the farm on the top of a mountain. There weren't any major things except the occasional tornado that would come blowing through.
I assume that this kind of neighborhood was the kind that nobody locked their doors and everybody was wonderful to each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody locked their doors at all. In fact, the house I grew up in, it probably still doesn't have doors locked on it.
Now, was it a big house or a small house?
Well, I actually started out in a little bitty, tiny, almost like a sharecropper's house. It was very small, about 3 rooms, and it was there. My granddaddy had gotten the land for the farmland that came to be my father's. My granddaddy passed away of a heart attack when he was younger, and so a lot of that farmland became my dad's, and he farmed it, and we lived in a little house there on the farm right down the road from my nanny and my nana, and that was pretty much free roaming territory for me and my brother.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, actually, my sister is now, she just turned 12, and I have a brother that passed away a couple of years ago that was great guy. He's 4 years younger than me, and an absolutely great guy. And that's, I pretty much grew up with him, and Jenna came along later. But I love both of them very much.
Well, it's tough to have that kind of tragedy in your life at a young age.
Yes, it's a devastating thing.
Mm. So is your younger sister 12, or is she a performing artist as well?
Yeah, she performs in many ways, though. She loves dancing, and she's really getting into school, playing sports, and she's cheerleading, and she's very talented at painting, and she likes to sing and dance, and she's just pretty much an entertainer all around. She likes doing all kinds of things that put her in the spotlight.
Well, you're the same way, though. I mean, you were doing little pageants when you were a little girl.
That's right. Yeah, I guess I was. I don't really acknowledge that as much, I guess, because I feel like my music has really become the vehicle of my expression. And so all of those other things, they played key roles in teaching me respect and a lot of really important lessons I learned through the pageant system about, how to win gracefully or lose gracefully or how to improve upon things that you want to do better. So, yeah, I've done my share of entertaining, too.
You also were Miss Arab High School and Miss Arab High School and UCA High School All-Star Cheerleading Squad. So you did a lot of that kind of stuff that your little sister's doing now.
Well, I sure did.
Yeah. Now, you were also part of a string band state championship team?
Yes, I was, and that was such a great experience. So FFA is Future Farmers of America, and we had a strong chapter there in ARAB, and Randy Britnell was the sponsor of that. And we sat down and decided to form a string band and see how far we could take it, and we went all the way to the state competition. I don't even think that they were having a national competition, or maybe we didn't have the money to go, I'm not sure, But we won, and it was a great thing. It was my first band experience. I'd sat in, with bands all along, and I'd sang with tracks and things of that nature, but I'd never really been a part of a band until that point. I guess I was 14.
Hmm. Now, you mentioned that you started singing at age 3, and I know you started playing guitar when you were about 10.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start writing music, and what was the first song you wrote? Do you remember?
Yes, the first song I wrote was after I began playing the guitar a little bit and learning my first few chords and things, and I was probably between 10 and 11, I would guess, and the song was called I Love My Jesus, and I did it for church. And we actually ended up recording it in a little studio in Huntsville, so I have a copy of it somewhere.
It'll become a collector's item.
Maybe.
Yeah, you never know. So, tell us a little bit about how you ended up with this new company, Blue Diamond Records. You're kind of their big act now. How did you end up on the label?
Well, Blue Diamond Records actually did not exist before I met the president of Blue Diamond Records. He had a plan that he wanted to implement if and when the right artist came along, if and when we were able to get everything in line to make it happen in the way that he had always dreamed of doing a label. And he's spent a lot of time in the music business and in a lot of different areas with labels and with promoters. He's a very smart man. And we met one night because we had a mutual friend that had been trying to get us to meet because I was doing a lot of writer's nights and singing out a lot. And I was always told, you've got to meet Joe Kelly. And he was always told, you've got to meet Joe King. Well, one night, just on a whim, my friend was over at my house, and I wasn't doing anything for the rest of the night. She said, well, I'm going to call Joe and see if he wants to come over. And it just so happened on that night that he was able to come over, and we sat there and talked about our ideas about music and our passion for music and what was good and bad in our opinions about the music industry. And it really hit it off in a way that I've not hit it off with very many people. And he decided that I was the right kind of artist for him, and I decided that this was going to be the right kind of label for me. And here we are now, 3 singles into our new album, Jill Billy, and I've been able to express my creativity and my passion in ways that I really didn't know if I could expect on a first album project. And I'm thrilled to be here.
Now, is this a personal relationship with him as well, or just business?
Just strictly business.
So
we are good friends, though.
So how was the social life for a beautiful singer like yourself?
It's busy. No, I'll tell you this. I'm pretty much married to my music and traveling quite a bit, but they're wonderful people who love music just as much as I do, all over the United States of America. And with all the traveling I do, I've met a lot of them. So I'm usually out doing things with my music when I'm out, or you know, I have a few friends from college that we always kind of had dinners over at each other's houses when we were in school, and we get together every, you know, 2 or 3 years and have a little reunion thing. And I have close friends that I've kept in touch with over the year, but pretty much just doing everything I can to keep singing that now.
Growing up in Alabama, who were some of the people you were listening to on the radio that you said to yourself, boy, I wish I could sing like them, I wish I could write like them, perform like them?
Well, I tell you what, I really love Kenny Rogers, Conway Twitty, and, my favorite person to do cover songs by is Hank Sr. I love his music, and I know that really wasn't on the radio when I was growing up, but that and the queens of country music, Patsy Cline, Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn, and Reba McEntire, thought she was very, very talented.
Mm.
K.T. Osland, she was there when I was growing up, actually listening to the country music countdown. John Conley, the group Alabama, Lori Morgan.
It's a lot of people. Now, when you were getting out of high school and thinking about college, I assume that at that point you pretty much knew you wanted to be a performer. Why did you choose Vanderbilt, and what kind of things did you pick up when you went to Vanderbilt?
Well, I knew that I wanted to be in Nashville, Tennessee, and that I wanted to have a career in the country music business, but that there were a lot of things about the business side and about how everything actually worked and that I didn't know about. And I thought that being in Nashville would provide me with a way to do that while I was going through school and pick up on things that I thought were important to know. And I've always loved writing and expressing myself. And I really got into writing songs as a career possibility while I was in college, because before it had been only, you know, things from my heart and instances where I really needed to express myself or comment on something that was important to me. And in college, I really started writing more diligently and regularly. And in the English program I was in, I was able to do an independent study where, you know, the papers that I would write were in actual form songs put to music. And I would do that for a class grade, if you can believe how lucky I got with that.
Hmm.
But I absolutely learned so much at Vanderbilt, and it was a great education for me, but I was also able to get into the music business and do some internships at MCA Records work on polishing and crafting my songwriting, and it was just all around a good decision for me.
Have you done a video yet for this CD?
The first song that we came out with, One Mississippi, that song, we did have a video. It was so much fun. It's the first video I've ever done,
mm-hmm.
of course. This is my first album. And we went down to Pensacola, got on a big old river barge, and shot One Mississippi on that river barge with the band playing and people dancing. And it was the day right after Thanksgiving. And it's a memory that I'll always have with me, and it was a lot of fun.
Hmm. You know, one of the things that I look at, you're a beautiful woman, obviously, and I don't have to tell you that, I'm sure you know it, but is there a chance of crossover? Do you want to get into, like, maybe movies or TV or something as well?
Well, I don't know, obviously, what the future holds for me. No one can ever know what the future holds, but I would just say that I'm a country artist and a country girl, and there are even other kinds of music that interest me and that I could, you know, see myself branching out into and working on. And I write some of those kinds of things today, but I'm first and foremost a country music singer and a country music kind of girl.
Because
will always be the core of who I am and what I do.
The reason I ask is that, for instance, one of our good friends over here, Billy Ray Cyrus, he's branched out into television. He does a great TV show called Doc.
He's now doing
he has a gospel CD out. So he's kind of branched himself around. I can see you doing the same kind of thing.
Yeah, in that kind of way that he is doing that, I can see it. Now, as far as, you know, changing genres and moving into another thing and deciding that I'm not a country artist anymore, though, that never will happen. And that's just such an important part of me. That's probably the biggest part of me. And that will always be there, regardless of if I, you know, go into other endeavors or test out the waters in other genres of music or in other fields of entertainment. I'm always going to be a country music artist.
Yeah, I can just see you being maybe the country music artist who kicks butt in movies with your kickboxing abilities.
That's a great idea. Can you line something up for me?
There you go. Yeah, you can sing some songs while you kick their butts.
Talk to Billy Ray about that. See if I've got any kickboxing roles in Doc.
That's a good idea, right?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Now, did you watch the Academy Awards?
I watched parts of it. I didn't see the whole entire thing.
Any of your favorites win?
Well, let's see. I don't know. I'm a big fan of. Are you talking about the movie awards last night?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of a lot of the independent films that were favorites this year. So, and you know who my favorite comedian of all time is? Bill Murray. I think he is so funny. And so I'm trying to think of the name of that movie, and it's just left me now because you've asked me about it.
Lost in Translation?
Lost in Translation. Mm. I was thinking Frustration for some reason. But, yeah, Lost in Translation. I loved that movie, and he is such a great comedian.
Now, have you seen Mel Gibson's new movie?
The Passion?
Yeah.
No, I can't wait to have the opportunity to go to the movie theater and see that.
Mm.
That's a movie that I'm on pins and needles to see. Have you seen it?
I have not. Nope.
Are you going to see it?
I think it may be a little too violent for my taste. It's just unrelenting violence, you know?
I've heard people say different things, and I don't know exactly what it's going to be about, but...
I have friends who have seen it, and every critic that we have working for us says the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's just so violent that it's almost overwhelmingly too much. There's nothing there to take your eyes away from except for violence. It's just... too much. But, hey, it's doing well, though. You can't argue with that. And I think that
it's one of the greatest stories of our culture.
Absolutely. And the guy has put everything on the line for it. I give him credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
So Jill King's CD, Jill Billy, is now out. And people can go to BlueDiamondRecords.com for information. Do you have your own website as well?
No, well, right now we are in the midst of developing that, but I do have several sections there on BlueDiamondRecords.com. That's pretty much the focal point of my, where you would write to speak with me and talk with me, and hopefully in the next 2 or 3 months we'll have the, you know, JillBilly.com or JillKing.com set up and running.
That would be cool. It's a great CD, by the way. I really, really enjoyed the music.
Thank you so much.
That's good, because we get tons and tons of CDs here, and this one stood right out.
Do you have a favorite on it?
I like a lot of them. I like them from beginning to end.
Well, thank you so much.
I actually liked all of them. So
good.
There was some that I thought, you know, that were, I mean, 98.6, I really love that. One Mississippi, Down and Out was great. You know, there's some real nice music in this.
Thanks a lot.
I like it.
Thanks a lot.
And I hope it does real well for you, and I hope that you become so famous that you won't even come on my show again like everybody else does.
Well, you know what? If I become that famous, I'll always come on your show, and I thank you so much for talking to me.
Oh, it was great to talk to you, too, and good luck with everything.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.